With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Transport providers, businesses, and even governments are rushing to get all their systems back online after a long disruption yesterday that followed a widespread technology outage brought on by a faulty update. RNC alternate delegate Cindy Hatcher had a hard time catching her flight home from the Milwaukee convention.
When we left the hotel, we had heard rumblings that there was a Microsoft outage. And when we got here at 4 a.m., there was a line out the door to get our bag tags, and they couldn't print us any boarding passes because the computers were down. And we came up to check out the gate, and the gate said, the monitor said, recovery mode.
And the problems continue today. The biggest continuing effect has been on air travel. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance set to hold a post-convention rally in the battleground state of Michigan later today. That's set for 5 p.m. Eastern time tonight. They're riding a wave of momentum after leaving the GOP convention in Wisconsin yesterday. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports Biden administration has won a temporary court victory to keep its limits on pollution from coal-fired plants.
Environmental groups are applauding a federal appeals court ruling that allows the EPA to work to control harmful greenhouse gas emissions. The National Mining Association, other industry groups, and some GOP-led states, like West Virginia, sought an emergency injunction to block the rule on capturing most of their carbon emissions. The plaintiff said the goal was unattainable and that it threatens the reliability of the nation's power grid. But the court is allowing the regulation to stand while various legal appeals are heard. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And this is SRN News. There's a new warning about Pakistan. Michael Harrington explains why.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging the State Department to designate the mostly Muslim nation as a country of particular concern. Pakistan has some of the most draconian blasphemy laws on earth, and they're directed at Christians almost all of the time. Believers can be executed for saying or doing anything that is seen as insulting to Islam, and accusations are often made with no evidence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed amendment to New York's constitution to bar discrimination over so-called gender identity and pregnancy outcomes will appear on state ballots this November. The ruling from the state's highest court affirms a lower court ruling from June. Democrats are hoping the ballot question will drive turnout in their favor this fall, admitting that pregnancy outcomes is a stealthy way of referring to abortion. Republicans also have begun to strategize around the proposed amendment. This is SRN News. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports Secretary of State Blinken is highlighting wider pledges to support Ukraine in case the U.S. backs away under a Donald Trump administration.
As Russian bombs continue to hit Ukrainian cities, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Ukraine is on its way to be able to stand on its own feet militarily, and that more than 20 other countries have pledged to maintain their own military and financial aid to Ukraine, even if the U.S. were to withdraw its support under a different president. Concerns among Ukraine and their supporters that Ukraine could lose vital U.S. support have increased as Trump's campaign surges and Biden's falters. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There will be another visit from the Biden administration in Wisconsin next week. Vice President Kamala Harris reportedly planning to visit Milwaukee on Tuesday. It would be her fifth visit to the state so far this year. More on these stories at srnnews.com.